Broadcasting from the Coach Certified Studios in beautiful downtown Burbank, this is National Bugle Radio. Hey gang, welcome to the show. Welcome to National Bugle Radio. On this day, this historic day of the testimony of Christine Blasey Ford in front of the U.S. Senate. Wow. Today, I'll take callers. I don't have a guest, and I know that you people out there have lots to say. The number here is 1-800-313-9443. 1-800-313-9443. So you got the Senate hearing room. It's all filled with reporters. It's filled with demonstrators. It's filled with cameras. You know what else it's filled with that probably people aren't realizing? It's filled with the Co-Certified app. Why? Well, just imagine. I mean, you see Christine Blasey Ford, and she's sitting there flanked by her two Jewish lawyers. The one's named Deborah Katz, and the other, I want to say the Happy Merchant. I mean, these people keep kosher. They need to know what is not kosher. And where are you going to go to find out what's not kosher? You're going to go to the Co-Certified app because it tells you what's not certified kosher. I've been watching it on CNN. And, you know, they break away during the breaks, during the recesses. They go to their panel, and I look at the panel, and, you know, they got panel of nine people. Oh, who was the first person? Ariane DeVogue. I'm not she was an actress, apparently. I can't find anything about her ethnic background, although she did graduate from George Washington University, which nowadays is a third Jewish. Next to her, Jeffrey Toobin, Jewish. Next to him, Joan Piskupic. Biskupic, somebody I'd never heard of, but she was formerly a reporter for the Jewish Daily Forward. Jewish. Next to her, Wolf Blitzer, yeah, former APEC, former Jerusalem Post, pretty Jewish. Next to him, Jake Tapper, pretty Jewish. Next to him, Gloria, what's her name, Blosher or whatever, she's Jewish. Next to her, Dana Bash, Jewish. Next to her, Nia Malikin Henderson, the token black on the panel, and then finally rounding it out, John King, who's now Jewish. He converted. He converted, I guess, so that he could stay at CNN. Wow. Do you think they're using the Co-Certified app to make sure that non-kosher certified food doesn't somehow sneak into their luncheon buffet? They may well be. They ought to be if they're serious about this stuff. And we should be serious about it, too, because, you know, and this is something that I learned from the new Co-Certified ad that hopefully we'll be getting on this network soon. I heard it on another network. But that some of the money that we're paying as part of our food prices, you know, of course, some of it goes towards the kosher certification process. And, you know, some of these kosher certification organizations donate to causes that maybe you don't want to donate to, such as, oh, I don't know, like the defense fund of Jonathan Pollard, the most damaging spy in American history, the Jewish American spy. So that's Co-Certified, the unsung hero. But the whole thing is such a circus, and, you know, like I say, it's kind of surreal. You've got Miss Ford, and she seems very unsure of herself, and she's got the Happy Merchant is whispering into her ear constantly, you know, and taking the mic and saying, you can't ask that question. For whatever reason, the Republicans hired this woman. I don't know her name, but she is she's not a particularly high up person. Her boss was on one of the Fox shows, I think, last night, and so I guess she's some deputy prosecutor in some county court. I'm not sure. And apparently she's never cross-examined anyone in her life, because I guess that's not what prosecutors do. They don't cross-examine. And I wasn't sure what... I mean, I've been watching it on and off because I have other things to do. But I saw some of her questioning of Miss Ford, and it was... She was asking about the polygraph and who paid for it and had you been coached. And, you know, the Happy Merchant didn't let the Miss Ford answer some of the questions. They seemed to lead nowhere. So I don't know where they're going with it. And, you know, frankly, Miss Ford or Mrs. Ford's accusations really don't amount to a whole bunch, even if they were true. You know, 36 years ago, they were both drunk at a pool party, and he tries to pull down her bathing suit, and she leaves the room. It's, you know, I guess she says, "Oh, he put his hand over my mouth," or something like that. But it doesn't really amount to much. The thing is, she, you know, she continued in the party scene, and then you've got this most recent. And so she's got her, you know, Deborah Katz representing her, and apparently Deborah Katz is also representing this Ramirez woman, who, when Kavanaugh and her apparently were freshmen at the same time in Yale. Is saying that he exposed himself to her at, I guess, what, a dorm party or frat party or something. And, you know, I was never in a fraternity, and I would not recommend anybody joining a fraternity, but excessive drinking and occasional exposing of one's private parts is probably something that happens at frat parties. For this woman, though, she didn't really remember who it was until, I guess, Deborah Katz or whatever other lawyers she was talking to at that firm, over the course of a week, manufactured enough of a memory in her. But the most recent revelations, I guess, were they from last night? Did I get a chance to talk about them yesterday? Ronan Farrow apparently, well, no, he was part of the second woman. No, this is the creepy porn lawyer. The creepy porn lawyer, you know, Stormy Daniels' lawyer, who was on Tucker Carlson's show, I guess the day before yesterday, or maybe it was Friday or something. And just, does he seem like a creepy porn lawyer or what? And so now he's come up with some Jewish woman who is older than Kavanaugh, a couple of years older, but has this story that I guess he was some sort of what do you call those, the young people who are very advanced for their time, you know, like a Mozart or you know, some of these mathematicians, or at any rate a savant. Thank you Mr. T is my coach here. He's my happy merchant whispering into my ears. But yeah, like that he was some sort of pimp savant, you know, very precocious, that that the teenage Brett Kavanaugh had arranged dozens or at least 10 parties, rape parties, and he would get these women to come or these girls to come, and he would pimp them out, and he had just boys lined up, just lines and lines of boys. And this Jewish woman, I have to refer back to her name, but she says that, yeah, she saw it. She kept going to the parties herself. And of course, she was a couple years older. She would have been in college at the time, but this Jewish college girl was going to some high school parties where Brett Kavanaugh was pimping out all of these women, and eventually it was her turn to be pimped out. and she got pimped out and gang raped by line of men and kept coming to the parties after that too. That is a really, really strange story. That's what in Hollywood you call jumping the shark, or alternatively going full retard. And so when you add it all up, you've got, you start off with what is unlikely, but even if true, not disqualifying, with this Blasey Ford lady, and you get all this media attention about it, and you get a delay in the confirmation process, and then in the wake of that, you get a more unlikely accusation, and then finally you're getting this completely ridiculous accusation. It's turning the whole thing into a circus. But of course the media is dominated by the likes of Jeffrey Toobin, Joan Piskupich, Wolf Blitzer, Jake Tapper, Gloria Bosher, and Dana Bash. You know, and if people back home watching TV, if they could just see, oh, and then, the senators, Dianne Feinstein was the person on the Senate committee who had produced this letter from Professor Blasey Ford in the first place, Dianne Feinstein. And then you've got Senator Blumenthal from Connecticut, who's now becoming the point person on it. He was commending Professor Ford for being so brave to step up, Goy. Well, let's see what Wayne from West Virginia has to say about this. Wayne, welcome to the show. Wayne?
Catch you here today. Thinking about the situation there, and you know, my concern is I'm worried about Ginsburg. If he gets on the Supreme Court, Kavanaugh.
You think Ginsburg is going to start groping him?
Huh?
Are you worried Ginsburg is going to come on to her, or Ginsburg is going to accuse him of trying to come on to her?
No, I'm afraid that he'll liable to spike her drinks, and then the rest of them will, rape her. And of course, that other little
Kagan,
Judge Kagan, she might just dive in on the deal.
Oh, and Kagan probably has been. She's probably been hitting on both Ginsburg and Sotomayor the whole time.
Yeah, and then if their drinks are spiked, it's hard to tell what might happen. So I'm really concerned about that. I just wanted to pass that on to you today and see what the folks.
Okay, I think we're going to be having nightmares for the rest of the week. Those are some pretty grim images there.
Yeah, grim thought. Yeah.
They're pretty grim. But, anything is anything's possible now. How much farther can they go? And then to have people like, for the Democrats, the strategy is to try to delay this. If they're lucky, they get him to withdraw his nomination, or they defeat his nomination because they can pull over maybe Susan Collins and Lisa Murkowski, and then do something to delay the next person. And if they wind up winning, winning the Senate, because that's where the confirmation process occurs. If they can win the Senate in the November elections, and they can delay the nomination until they take office in January, then just keep that seat vacant for the next 2 years, and they would feel justified in it because the seat had been kept vacant for a year or so prior to the 2016 elections. It was a risky move to keep that seat vacant, actually, when Obama had nominated Merrick Garland because had Hillary won the election, she would have probably withdrawn Merrick Garland's nomination and nominated somebody far worse. So it was a risky move. What do you think, Wayne?
Well, it's just hard to tell. Like I say, it's certainly very worrisome, and let's hope that he doesn't, get that appointment, and poor old Ginsburg will be in danger. But other than that, what I did want to bring up to you, I have a situation I wanted to call in and tell you different things that I know that you may or may not be interested in. But I had met a gentleman back, in the 70s, and he was from Estonia. And as I got to know him, I came to find out that he was a former SS officer in the German Army. And he invited me to his home, and it was a group of gentlemen there that I was to meet, and there was about 20 or 25 of them, and they were all former SS and Luftwaffe officers, and of course that was an education within itself, meeting with those guys, and they would tell the other side of the story of what happened over there. And I have a, can call in and tell you some of the conversations that we had that happened, and it might be of interest to you and your listeners, if you wouldn't mind.
Go right ahead.
Well, I'll have to call at different times, but, one situation that happened was, I think it was Brown was Hitler's personal pilot, airplane pilot, and on his birthday, Hitler came out and threw him these keys to this Mercedes and said, "Here's your birthday present, and now you can stop driving that old Ford around." So I thought that was quite amusing he gave him a new Mercedes for his birthday, his pilot. So that was just one of the things, and I got several other things that happened, but
when you were talking about the old Ford, I thought maybe you were talking about this Christine Blasey Ford today, but I guess not. Just a coincidence.
Henry Ford and Hitler were very friendly. Matter of fact, Hitler kept Henry Ford's picture on his wall in his office. And Henry Ford also built a plant over there, a truck plant, and built Hitler a lot of his trucks that they used. Matter of fact, he would have probably not been able to invade Poland had it not been the Ford plant producing the trucks for the army to move into Poland. So there's a lot of things that went on during them and at that time, and there was a lot of U.S. partners, American business partners of Hitler's, and General Motors being one of them, and of course Preston Bush, and Kennedy was a old man. Kennedy was a good friend of Hitler's.
Mm-hmm.
And Prescott, as a matter of fact, helped finance Hitler's campaign to get him elected.
All right. Well, thanks for your call, and we'll be back right after the break.
Many people tell us about their experience with Extendivite. Just listen to what Glenn has to say.
Prior to taking it, I had diabetic neuropathy. The Extendivite reduced that significantly. Acid reflux was reduced. I had athlete's foot, very severe. Trimmed that down to about 75%. Dandruff, almost completely gone. I had occipital neuralgia at the base of my skull. I was having migraines, reduced by about 90%. Heart palpitations, my heart would kind of stall out. I would skip a beat. Very uncomfortable. And when walking from downstairs going to sleep, by the time I got to the bedroom, which is just one flight of stairs, My heart was pounding, coming out of my chest. My vision was blurry. This completely solved that problem. Great product. Thanks.
Tell us your story. Get Extendivite today. Call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Attention RBN listeners. Dr. Ignatius Piazza, founder of Frontsight Firearms Training, and Fate have come together to allow RBN to run another fundraiser till the end of the year. We didn't really expect this opportunity, but thankfully, it's here and running as you hear this. We've set a goal of 500 donations by the end of the year, which averages around 6 per day, 7 days a week. When you realize all the folks listening to RBN all hours of the day and night, we think our goal is realistic and extremely critical to keep RBN on the air. If everybody listening will seriously assess their ability with firearms and then take advantage of this opportunity, we feel our goal is very conservative. Please take the time to look over FrontSight's website to get an idea of an amazing facility and the world-class training that's going on there. If this interests you, you likely will have like-minded friends that would like to know. Tell them. If for some reason some listeners are not personally interested, consider sons and daughters, close friends, nieces or nephews, top valued employees, inform club members, share the opportunity with police and fire departments. It's not too early to plan Christmas presents for special people. This fundraiser has come at an extremely critical time for RBN because the dire need for equipment upgrades. We're running on the spare tire currently with no money to fix a flat, and the fuel gauge is bouncing on E. This is one of the most valuable ways you can help RBN financially because you get Commander lifetime membership value that is 50 times your donation and can be passed on forever. How many times during life do you get to leave a legacy? See more details and contact info on our webpage, republicbroadcasting.org, and thank you.
Welcome back to the show. National Eagle Radio. Patrick Slattery, and we have William from Montana. William, welcome to the show.
Hello, Patrick.
Hello, William.
You know, I've heard a lot of things on internet radio, and I'm pretty jaded, but I think Wayne's images of date rape drugs in the back rooms of the Supreme Court was more than I could take. I immediately dropped my phone.
And I think your phone got some damage, too, because we're hearing a little bit of static.
Yeah, yeah, I don't know what that is. But I'll tell you that I had to go outside and pour a bucket of cold well water over my head.
Yeah,
I came back in. I mean, those are some pretty harsh and ruthless. It's going to be a while before I get those images out of my head. But
well, you see, the thing is, I didn't actually imagine any of it.
Yeah.
I just like words, but I'm not going to let my mind go there.
Yeah, I'm better now. I'm soaked, but I'm better. I just had to take those type of. I just had to get away from the phone and away from the words. I don't know whether you went into more detail after that, but I'm glad I kind of missed it. But you know, I listened to like a couple minutes of this, but I really haven't followed this intentionally because it's reached a level of ludicrousness that I've got more important things to do. There's more things happening in this world than those hearings. The hearings are a complete sham. I mean, absolute sham. This doesn't have anything to do with any type of legal process. If this was in a court of law, it would be thrown out for just being, I mean, unverifiable. Mm-hmm. Even you know, Christine admits that, you know, well, at least she before she had these false memories inserted into her head by her legal team, she pretty much said, "I don't remember very much. It was 30 years ago, but boy, something happened, and somebody did something to me, and I think it was him, and I sure would like it to have been him, because, you know, I don't want someone like this on the Supreme Court." And all the support from the Me Too, charade, mm-hmm. is insane that this is happening in a Supreme Court nomination hearings. And I just sort of, you know, every time I attempt to sort of say, well, everyone's talking about it, I should at least know what's happening. I just pull my hair that I don't have out, because it's like, why is this happening? You know, this is a national psychop that basically says, we can control this, Trump administration. We can thwart it at every chance we get. And all we have to do is make a graphic, appeal to the most interests of people. Mm-hmm. And all we have to do is make the accusation and then walk away.
Right.
And they're supposed to fold and give up and remove themselves.
And I want to ask, how different is this from the whole Russia hacked the election and made war with our democracy accusation?
Well, I missed a bunch of RBN yesterday because I got caught in the live, chairmanship of the Security Council, the UN Security Council yesterday, and I watched that whole thing where Trump started off with this chairing the Security Council. He also, this was after he had made his little UN speech, which if you actually heard that, it was like almost as unreal. What he said in his speech, had people laughing in the Security Council. They couldn't, his when he talked about that, the United States has never been, low income, unemployment is down, the stock market is just showing just how, what a booming economy we have, and we are exceptional. He just basically said, I hate to admit it, but the rules don't apply to us. The international court, their judgments don't apply to us.
Okay, well, we're going to break, and we are having trouble with your sound. If you'd like to join me and Jeremy after the break, could you call back so we get a better connection with you?
Yep.
Thank you.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds, up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield Tactical Bipods. AirOutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magful clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AirOutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AirOutfitting.com.
Many people write us about their experience with Extendivite. Allow me to read a few from Amazon.com. Dr. Sam Serino reviewed the Extendivite product. Good ingredients, feeling much better since taking product. It seems that the tablets work well. Once again, thank you for your product. My acid reflux is really improved thanks to the Extendivite. Together with my thumb joints, the pain is gone and I'm able to grip things much better. My friend has peripheral arterial disorder and their lower legs were hurting at a red color, but thankfully there has been a significant improvement. Kind regards, Janice. My husband feels a big difference using Extendivite. Thank you. Tell us your story. Get Extendivite today. Call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Did you know that neither the American Medical Association nor the American Bar Association were established to benefit the American people? Have you recognized that in our country, health care has little to do with health and that our court system has nothing to do with justice? The priests of both medicine and law have been incentivized to implement a dark agenda on behalf of the Bilderbergers and their ilk. To protect ourselves and our progeny, we need to take a much closer look at how these two giant industries really work. Join me, Al Whitney, on In Defense of Humanity, Saturdays at 7 p.m. Central, as we expose the matrix and learn how not to consent to our own destruction.
Show National Bugle Radio with Patrick Slattery, and unfortunately William is I guess he dropped his phone in shock and horror at the images that were invoked earlier in the show, and he's gonna have to get that phone repaired and call back I guess tomorrow. But we have Jeremy from Kentucky. Jeremy, welcome to the show.
Well, thank you for taking my call. And kind of a rainy day in Kentucky. I'm rained out of work. Between that and the current political climate and the description of the goings-on behind the doors of the Supreme Court, I think it's a start drinking at lunch kind of day.
God. Yeah.
Probably going to start with some German beer and move to martinis if this keeps up.
Yeah.
I mean, this stuff is like a...
Go ahead.
No, I was going to say it's just crazy. Like, I remember reality TV shows on MTV in the 90s when they first started pushing that on us. And even back then, we're like, you know, this is stupid. Nobody would really act like this. And it almost feels like that with this Kavanaugh hearing stuff.
The hearing itself or the what they're trying to recreate 36 years ago?
Well, that, I mean, it's kind of everything. I mean, I think the, you know, the coming forward of these females, and then go all the way back to, you know, Russia interfering in the elections.
Mm-hmm.
Well, like William correctly said, it's all a psyops. It's just they're playing on, they have nothing substantial. So they're relying on the fact that everybody is believing, you know, they're shaping public opinion via the media. There's nothing legal they're going to be able to do here, either in the election of Donald Trump or in, you know, stopping this man from being confirmed for the Supreme Court. It's just strictly manipulation of media to get the public riled up. And I got to tell you, I think the best thing that could happen for us is for the Republicans to lose the House and Senate. This is shocking.
Yeah.
I think we should all stay home and let the Dems take it, and that's going to push Trump into a corner. Not saying that Trump's not doing enough. I'm just saying that it's going to push him to action. It's going to push the American people to action. If they try to impeach Trump, the American people will react.
I disagree with that. I think that Trump is, as with all his flaws, is just such an unlikely, almost once in a lifetime kind of opportunity, and he even with Republicans, you know, even with his party, his nominal party in control of both houses, has been able to get very little accomplished. He's going to get even less accomplished with no houses. You know, there's always this 2020 election for the Democrats to take back and make things worse. But I'm at this point, things are so bad. I don't really look forward to let's let things get worse so people wake up. I don't know. That's my reaction.
Well, I agree with you that he's the best thing that could happen to us, even if you go with the crowd that says he's controlled. He's still, just his mere presence, candidacy, and presidency has brought about this awakening in people, if nothing else, to an older form of American patriotism. And, you know, with the politically charged racial climate, people are associating patriotism with being white, whether they realize it or not, you know, in light of Kaepernick kneeling and all of this with the NFL. I think he's awakening people. Where I'm going with this is I think that if Trump doesn't even have to be impeached, I don't think they can impeach him. But the mere act of trying to would rile up his base to the point that they might be pushed over further toward our side. That's my thoughts.
Yeah. So
because it's building up. It's building up. You take Rosenstein, for example, not stepping down. And they had to actually do a poll. Isn't that ridiculous? They have to do a poll as to whether or not to go through with their justice system. I mean, that would be like a local sheriff being, you know, charged with taking, you know, money and drugs out of the stash, the confiscated stash. And then, well, instead of letting the due process take its course, let's take a poll amongst the county. Should the sheriff step down or not? I equate it to that. Rosenstein. They had to take a poll as to whether he should step down. Isn't that ridiculous, though?
Yeah, well, I mean, Rosenstein is he's openly. I mean, at this point, it's openly, and I mean, for anybody who had eyes, it's been openly all along trying to undermine and bring down the president. He's trying to overthrow the president, and you know, why does Donald Trump tolerate it? Why is he expected to tolerate it? And you know, you said people call him controlled, and maybe you could use the term controlled for him. But I think the question is, whereas you know, Bill Clinton or Obama or you know, really George W. Bush or these people were controlled because that was the deal they made. Whereas if Trump is controlled, I don't think that's the deal he made, because He ran through the primaries using his own money, and he went to Jewish donors and said, "I'm not going to take your money. I know why, you know, you don't like me. I get it, because I don't take your money." He was elected in the face of almost monolithic opposition from Jewish power, and he got into office. And is he controlled? Well, he may be controlled, but it's not voluntary. It's because they've got his hands, you know, all over him. They've got him surrounded. And so, yeah, I think maybe he's controlled the way a criminal suspect might be controlled by the police. But I think he's trying to get away. I wouldn't even compare him to Nixon, who maybe was trying to free himself, but really wasn't trying hard enough. I think Trump is trying pretty hard. Whether or not he has the talents to do it is a completely different question.
Well, I don't know about a comparison. It's just there's nothing else we have to go on. Just like you and I are discussing Saturday on Farron Schulich's show, Nixon is gives us an inside view. So we, you know, if you looked at Nixon from the outside and you saw him buddy-buddy with Kissinger, you would say, well, he's controlled. But then what we saw in the Nixon tapes is Nixon openly acknowledged Jewish power and was fighting against it, but he couldn't do anything about it. But yet he fully trusted Kissinger, who was a total right-wing Jew. Kissinger may have been the precedent setter for all right-wing Jewish activities.
I mean, it's probably an exaggeration, but you could call him like the you know, the original right-wing Jew. It's an exaggeration, but kind of.
If you would want to look at Trump the same way, I think that Trump has right-wing Jews. You know, I talk about the left and the right Jewish power. It doesn't mean that Trump's totally controlled, or I don't want to go off in some fantasy tangent where, you know, he was picked from the beginning. I just think that he made it in office because of whatever reasons he wanted to be there, probably some personal, probably some he just wanted to do something good for his country, and that I think that he trusted powerful right-wing Jews like Kissinger, and I think that those Jews are pulling on him right now. But he's legitimately facing a legitimate straight-up conflict with the left wing, just like Nixon was. In the same way that Nixon trusted Kissinger and considered him an ally, I think Trump has got some powerful Jews that he considers allies, and he's legitimately facing the other, which is the majority of the Jews. Like, I think all of the media, all of our politics, banking, all of that, and that power in America are the left wing. Now, that's kind of where I'm at with this, and I think Trump can do some good for us. But I really think that if you can push him into the corner by a threat of impeachment, you get that man to want to fight, and you get the American people, get his base to want to fight, I think it would be a good thing. We may have to agree to disagree on that one.
Okay. So Kissinger, I just want to go back to Kissinger for a second. So Nixon trusted Kissinger. Maybe somebody can call up and disagree. I don't think Kissinger was really the person who undermined Nixon intentionally. I mean, it's always been my opinion that Nixon was impeached more over the Vietnam War than over Watergate. And, you know, you could say, well, Kissinger was responsible for the Vietnam War going on as long as it did. But I think he and Nixon really had kind of similar goals and similar outlooks regarding Vietnam War. And I don't think that was Kissinger's Jewish trickery. I think Kissinger was just a horrible person for our country because the foreign policy he was pursuing was completely unnecessary and damaging. But I think Nixon was, you know, Nixon was a longtime anti-communist, and I understand why people in the 60s and early 70s, people of Nixon's ilk, felt anti-communist. My position, because I was against the war, my position is that basically they were trying to slam the barn door shut after the cows had left, because communism, certainly Soviet communism of the 1960s and 70s, was not the same animal it was in the 20s and 30s. It was completely different. And in the 1960s and 70s, you couldn't fight against the Bolsheviks because they weren't there anymore. And it was a very different animal you had. I think part of the reason for this was that information and understanding just moved so much more slowly at that time than it does now with the internet. There's just a very, very big difference. Nixon did trust Kissinger, but was Kissinger really the person who undermined Nixon? He was undermined by Jews. He was undermined by Ben Bradley and Katherine Graham at the Washington Post and all sorts of other people. And maybe I'm wrong about Kissinger. Maybe Kissinger was undermining him too.
We can only speculate.
Yeah.
We can only speculate. Knowing what we know about their tribalist nature, I would think at the end of the day that Kissinger would come to the same table as these other Jews. But, I mean, I can't say that for a fact. And you were there. I just have to read about it. So, you know, I probably would trust your opinion a little bit more. But just one more example of how if you push this world leader into a corner, maybe they'll fight. You look at Putin, who I've come to believe now is probably one of our best world leaders. Mm-hmm. And he, you know, this thing with Israel and the shot down plane, that kind of pushed him in a corner a little bit, didn't it? And I think he reacted very, very strongly to it, by arming Syria. I think that was a good thing, and I think that that's what he needed. I think that, Putin just needed an excuse to do something bold like that, and this war plan being shot down provided that to him. In the same way, maybe Trump needs an excuse to roll his sleeves up and take the tie off and take the gloves off.
Yeah, I just don't want that excuse to be... And I don't like the Republicans. I really dislike the Republicans. But at this point, I think he needs a Republican-controlled Congress in order to get anything done. But I'm glad you raised Putin, because Putin came to power in a very different way from Donald Trump. Donald Trump came to power in the face of complete opposition from the establishment. And he came to power through his own sheer will. He willed himself into power. He used all of the assets in terms of, you know, celebrity and fortune that he had amassed over his 70-year lifespan. And he wasn't supposed to happen. Putin was placed in power by the Jewish oligarchy in Russia. And they probably recognized he had certain talents. Somebody must have recognized he had certain talents, because he was rather an obscure figure when he was appointed prime minister in 1999. And he was appointed prime minister to somehow try to save the Yeltsin presidency, or provide Yeltsin with a viable successor who would continue to be a Jewish puppet. That's how Putin got in there. And then Putin turned the tables on them. Whereas Donald Trump's come in, and Donald Trump had the talents and the resources to put himself into office, which Putin did not. He didn't have the resources. He had to be placed in office. But Donald Trump does not yet seem to demonstrate that he has the talents to be effective in office. Whereas Putin, like in a very short period of time, became very effective and remains effective. I think Trump desperately needs a close relationship with Putin. I think he needs a relationship with foreign leaders, because he doesn't have people he can rely on within his own administration. I think Moon Jae-in, the president of South Korea, has perhaps been his best friend so far. And that can translate in, like, peace in Korea can translate into a lot of political capital. In terms of foreign policy, if it translates into better relations with Russia, and then that can translate into all sorts of things. It can, in terms of domestic policy, if he has successes to show overseas, it can really bolster his political capital that he desperately needs. So that's the way I'm looking at it. And part of the reason I want to see Kavanaugh be confirmed, it's not because I necessarily think he's so great, but that it's funny to have Ben Carson, you know, the black surgeon, Sleepy Ben, who ran for president, be the word of wisdom. But he said, these people, and he was, I guess, referring to socialists or Fabians, but you could translate it easily into Jews. They know they need to control the media and academia and the judiciary, and they've got the first two, right? And they were on the verge of the third, and then Trump came along, and now they're desperate. And I think that's actually very, very insightful.
Oh, Ben Carson is woke AF. He is one of our best Uncle Toms, man. I totally would hang with that guy and throw back some drinks with him. I think, too, that if something happened to Trump, if we had a big upset and they tried to go after him, impeach him, I think you would see the total traitorous nature of the Republican Party and how many in the party would turn against Trump. And I think that would wake the people up, too. But I'm just kind of itching for a fight, I guess. That's the Irish in me. So perhaps I'm overreacting. But thanks for taking my call, Doctor. And
well, thank you for calling
in. Enjoy listening to the show today. Yep. All right. Have a good one. Bye.
No, I'll be right back.
Extendivite is more than just a heart tonic. Most basic diseases are caused by yeast in the gut and metals in the liver, and we all have a bit of both. The garlic in Extendivite has a yeast-killing effect in the gut while also helping the sulfur enzyme in the liver get rid of the metals. Extendivite just may improve your overall health. Products like Extendivite are the only way we are going to get our society healthy. And if you're waiting for the government and pharmaceutical care to solve your health problems, you're going to have a long, disappointing wait, I think. Extendivite is a complete formula for extended life in the new millennium. 80 can be the new 60. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a two-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Ladies and gentlemen, J.R. Moore here. As most of you know, my regular listeners, I offer energy cleaners for sale at my website. If you don't have a clue what I'm talking about, go to my website, thelibertyman.com, educate yourself about these marvelous healing devices. We focus on pain mitigation and getting a great night's sleep. Arthritis pain, joint pain, back pain, doesn't matter. Keep in mind, I offer for me to you personally a 30-day money-back guarantee. That's what I do. Energy cleaners, $285, shipping included to American zip codes. You can educate yourself all about the energy cleaner right there at my website, the patent application, the wonderful testimonials. Be sure and check out the factory-made fitted mattress pads to go with the energy cleaner. Now, I offer for me to you personally a 30-day money-back guarantee. That's what I do. I have a toll-free order line, or you can order it right at my website at thelibertyman.com. The toll-free order line is 800-592-9543. I say again, 800-592-9543. Thank you.
Tired of being lied to by mass media? It's growing more and more apparent today that news is received less and less through standard media outlets. Even with a growing audience every day, RBN is beginning to direct more efforts into social media. Social media and the use of the internet is fast becoming the primary source of people for news, regardless of demographic. RBN has set out to provide some of the best news on the internet through republicbroadcasting.org and also has begun to use the tools to our advantage by way of social media. Republic Broadcasting is now operating a Facebook page to function as yet another avenue to have our collective voice reach new audiences across not only America, but across the globe as well. The Facebook page features not only news, but also an RBN player to listen to our broadcast. Get involved by visiting facebook.com/republicbroadcasting and liking our page and share it with your friends and family, because you can handle the truth.
So, National Bugle Radio, we've got these closing minutes on this historic day. It shouldn't be a big deal. We shouldn't care about what's being talked about in the Senate Judiciary Room, Judiciary Committee Room today. It shouldn't matter. I mean, isn't it just a bizarre sign that, I mean, a sign that our times are so bizarre that you have somebody who's, and the entire country is focused on what some lady is talking about regarding a, you know, a high school party 36 years ago. The stuff that might have happened at a high school party 36 years ago. Oh, gosh. Fast Times at Ridgemont High. Did anybody see that movie, Fast Times at Ridgemont High? And It had Sean Penn in it, and it had Ray Ralston, the my favorite Martian guy. He was Mr. Hand, and it had other people, and I can't remember all their names. It was 80s, and I don't even know if I saw it at the time, but I eventually saw it or parts of it. But you know, this is Fast Times at like a party, a Fast Times at Ridgemont High type of party scene, or Grease, the movie Grease, the type of stuff that they might have been talking about. And here we are, the future of our country could depend on this stuff. You know, because like I said, the Democrat/Zionist plan is to try to stonewall as long as possible in the hopes that they take back the Senate and then are able to prevent any more cabinet nominations or judicial nominations from going through. That could mean an 8-8 Supreme Court. I mean an 8-member Supreme Court that would split 4-4 on so many things over the next 2 years until the 2020 presidential election. I'm sure that's the plan, and they would feel totally justified because of the precedent of keeping that seat, keeping Scalia's seat vacant for close to a year or so, for the bulk of a year before the 2016 elections. It was a high risk strategy for Mitch McConnell to do in 2016. I don't think it's what the Democrats are doing. Is it as high risk even? Maybe it's going to blow up in their face. But the other thing is this idea that they are pushing that women always have to be believed, that some woman can talk about a scene from Fast Times at Ridgemont High School, whatever it was called, 36 years ago, and bring the country to a halt. That we're just giving, and it's not as though all women would have this power, but any woman who's got access to these Jewish attorneys and to the Jewish media. Ben Carson's right. He's woke. Woke AF. Well, I will be back again tomorrow. And you know it will be another exciting episode of National Bugle Radio.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
This is RBN, the Republic Broadcasting Network.